This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
AI, my butt.
I'd like to say good evening to Don LaGreca and Joel Sherman.
How detailed is that in the doc?
You know, I think Mike mentioned it at the very top of the interview. Peter.
No.
I'm not a big fan of one thing Joel does that disgusts me.
Can I tell you what it is?
I know. You know what it is, and I know what it is. We all know what it is.
So I introduce Joel. I say, Michael, Don, and Peter. He goes, hi, Michael.
And then he says goodbye. Thanks for having me on, Mike. So, you know what? Right back at you, Joel.
I will tell you one thing, though, Don, and I texted you this. I didn't get a return. Your question was extraordinarily good.
Well, I did appreciate it. I didn't get a chance to text you back, but I wasn't. At first, I wasn't sure if you were being sarcastic.
What was so great about the question? What was the question?
Just about
he essentially said, so were Bucky Dent and Stump Merrill victims of the dysfunction, or were they part of the dysfunction?
Oh, wow.
Who's Spud Murray?
That is a very good question.
Well, thank you.
If you missed our interview, you can listen to it back on the podcast. I don't know if you're aware.
You could get that podcast, same place you could get Cheap Heat.
Oh, that's a great point. Cheap Heat with Peter Rosenberg.
Do you know where that is?
Wherever you find podcasts.
That's right.
You just type in the words Cheap Heat. Oh, man. You kidding me? Also, Over the Top and One App while you're there. Why not?
Yeah, there's all these podcasts.
Crew has a slew.
You stumbled upon Game Misconduct. We have the great EJ Raddick on today.
You know what you do when EJ Raddick's on? You know what you do? Michael, you know what you do when EJ's on?
You put everything else aside.
You throw out the record books.
Oh. Very good at what he does. You shouldn't mock him.
No mock. Not a mock at all. You kidding me?
Crew doesn't mock.
I'm not going with Crew, okay? I don't want to be called Crew. And I thought of you the other day. Because I was at an event and the security shirt said Crew on the back.
Thank the Islanders. Don't thank me. They came up
with it. They more than made up for it.
I'm not sure. I don't think you could put the milk back in the udder.
Yeah, sorry I didn't fix the lamp in this situation.
Do you get an effort for, do you get any credit for trying to put the milk back in?
You get credit.
You know, I appreciate the effort.
But there's still milk all over the barn.
Well, and also, can I tell you the truth? Here's what made it. I appreciated that they felt bad and they sent something. And I appreciate how the Islanders have been with us in general.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific.
But they've been throwing out those cupcakes all over town. All right? No, I'm just... hear me out. You've been tossing out these Islander cupcakes all over town, okay? And they're lovely. And now, with the cupcakes that were sent, I got a Crew. If you now want to make it up to me, don't send me the same cupcakes. You got to send me something else.
Oh, something else.
Don't you think? A sandwich? Some sort of more clothes? Maybe a gift card back to the old store that I like to
go through? Oh, you know, about some burgers from that place that Danny from Long Island talks about all the time.
Send over some burgers. But not the same Islander cupcakes that I already was offended with the Crew. Because even though it said Crew, I got news for you.
Were they the same? Leftover? How would you describe
it? That's the thing. No, I think they were new. But here's the thing.
They tasted new.
Even when I got the Crew cupcakes, make no mistake, I still ate them.
Yeah, he fought through it.
Welcome to ENN, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah, a whole lot going on. If you missed it last night on 98.7, something very exciting happened.
Sending it back out for a shot. It's blocked. Zibanejad towards the net. Knocked down. Trocheck scores! He scores! Vincent Trocheck wins game two in double overtime and is bobbed by his Ranger teammates.
Let's
Can I tell you something, Don?
Oh, go ahead. What's that?
Kenny doesn't usually get that excited.
No, that second he scores was about as excited a Kenny as I've heard.
Yeah, I agree.
You always, Howard David always taught me, you've got to be able to take it to that next level when it's warranted. Like, if you're at 10 all the time, well, then how are you supposed to give it the extra when someone scores in double overtime to take a 2-0 series lead? So Kenny gets it, man. Again, better than his dad. Oh. Well, listen, well, my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion because I want to try to hammer it home how much I think he's how talented he is, and what better way to express
than
that
than denigrate his father.
Why you say denigrate? Did I say that Marv stinks? Did I say Marv the kid doesn't deserve to shine Kenny's shoes? No, I just said he's better. Somebody has to be better.
He's not better than Marv. Well, that you have your opinion. He's not better than Marv.
I have my opinion.
Well, your opinion's wrong.
I think Kenny's better.
You're wrong.
Well, no, you can't be wrong with an opinion, Michael. 2 + 2 = 5 is wrong.
That's right.
But an opinion.
Yes. That's a fair point by Don. You disagree with his opinion. Yeah. Vehemently.
And that's what's so great about opinions. They're like foreheads. Everybody's got one. You have one. I have one.
I have a bigger forehead than most.
But that doesn't mean it makes you more right. Just means your head's longer.
I have a hideous forehead.
You know who I watched the Ranger game with last night?
Your wife?
Yeah.
She was there, but not watching the game. She was...
You always got something going on. It's amazing. Really. You got quite the life.
Do you ever just relax? Not have a guest over? Yeah. Not go somewhere? Do you ever just relax?
Yeah, do you ever just shut down?
Hand down your sweatpants watching the game?
Yeah, come on.
Most days. That's what I do on most evenings, honestly.
Who was over? Was it Ballard?
No, it was Ghostface Killer. We watched the game.
What do you call him?
Ghost. I call him Ghost.
All right.
What do you mean, what do you call him? What are you, an idiot? You call him Ghost.
I mean, what's his real name?
It's Dennis Coles, but you don't call him
Dennis?
No.
How about Denis?
In fact, he told a story. Dennis, Ghostface told a story about being on, it was, we were recording one ep for next week, and he told a story about being out once, him and Raekwon were out. He basically, Ghostface told me that he's always open, he'll always sign an autograph. And like, obviously we were like, what about during dinner? And he's like, yeah, I prefer not to be bothered during dinner, but even then I'll probably like be like, hurry up, let's just take a picture. I said, who in Wu-Tang is not as up for the games as you are? Because it's so many of them, you all have different approaches. And he said, on the wrong day, Raekwon can be a little ornery, you know? And he said, one time a fan called Ghostface Dennis Coles. They were together, and someone, hey, Dennis Coles! And Ghostface screamed at him, you don't call him that! You don't know him as Dennis Coles! No. That's Ghostface to you!
No, Raekwon screamed at him.
Raekwon screamed that out in defense of Ghostface. But you call Ghostface, here are the names you can call Ghostface. These are appropriate names. You can call him Ghostface. You can call him Ghost. You can call him Tony Starks. You could call him Starks. You could call him Pretty Tony. You could call him Tone.
Face?
You could call him Ghost. I mean, by the way, everything I'm saying right now is not being hyperbolic. These are all things appropriate to call him.
Just don't call him late for dinner.
You could call him a Ghost Dini. You could call him just Dini.
Oh, my God.
I call him all of those things.
Yeah, I'm not going to call him anything.
Yeah, but I bet if he's walking down the street and somebody yells out Dennis, he'll turn.
Ooh.
Probably, but I wouldn't do that.
Because a little trick with Al Leiter, if you call out Al, he will not turn. If you call out Alois, he knows it's a family member or a longtime friend.
But exactly. And then if he turns around and that family friend is in fact some yo-yo holding a baseball card, he's going to punch him right in the forehead.
Yeah, he's gonna punch him in different quadrants of his face.
This is always why I say that you ask what I call Triple H, and I call him by one of his not real names. I call him Triple H or Hunter. I don't call him Paul.
Do you know who was at the
There are people who do. I'm not going to do that.
You know who was at the Ranger game last night?
Vincent Pastore.
No. Boogie with the hoodie.
A Boogie with the hoodie. Oh, really? Oh, good for the Rangers. Who else? Who else they have on Celeb Road?
Jeff Garland.
Oh, the great Jeff Garland from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm. Sure, sure. Was Ben Stiller there?
No, I've never seen Ben Stiller at a Ranger
game. He'll be there tonight. Guaranteed.
Pretty sure he's behind the bench.
Really?
I think I saw him, and he put up a video. I'm not saying
that he's never gone. I always thought of him, he's a Nick guy, not a Ranger.
I mean, he is the ultimate.
Is Ben Stiller working at all or what? I mean, he's at every Nick.
You know what? Don't watch what Ben Stiller's
doing.
Don't
get in his pocket.
I mean, Ben Stiller's a brilliant performer. He's spending a lot of time at Nick.
Oh, well, I think he's going to be okay. You think his? I think that the bills will get paid this month.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. I'm not finished watching Ben Stiller. I don't need him to be a cheerleader.
He's gone.
He's got plenty of gas in
the
tank.
Okay, what's the movie coming out? We getting Zoolander 3? No.
Well, you got to get Zoolander 2 first.
We're getting Night at the Museum 8? No.
There's a lot of those.
There are?
Yeah.
There are that many Night at the Museums?
At least three.
The other, F. Murray Abraham was also at the...
I like F. Murray Abraham again. Who is that again?
An actor.
I know, but from what again?
What did Murray Abraham do for you to say that?
The White Lotus. He's in the White Lotus.
Oh, right. He was very good in that. Got nominated.
I think Peter actually agreed with that joke.
It was very good. That now you deserve point guard.
All right, we only made it through the Kenny's call of the game. Here is the aforementioned Vincent Trocheck on the game winner.
I mean, this feeling is pretty cool. So it's only game two. We still got to win two more. So I mean, obviously this one was fun, but we got to focus on the next game now as well.
Peter Laviolette says, Carolina, they're going to continue to test this team.
They're a good team. They're a really good team. This isn't going to be control all 60 minutes and move on to the next game. You're going to have to fight just to get your share of the half of the minutes to go your way. And that's probably the way it is from here on out. It's playoff hockey. The game was fast. It was furious. It was physical. There was a lot of energy and emotion inside the game. It's everything that you would want in a playoff game. And so it goes back to what I said. There's going to be peaks and valleys. But we were able to come out of some of those valleys at the end of the first period. I thought we dipped. We came out in the second period, and I thought that we were on point with our game, trying to get back in, and we gave up the goal at the end of the second, so you could dive and dip again. And so I'm glad that we were able to, when the wave was rolling up and down, we were able to, when it was down, we were able to push it back up again.
I don't get one thing, Don. Get it. I will never get it. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is obviously a top-flight elite coach.
Mm-hmm.
Can't keep a job. What's going on? How small is his shelf life? What does he do that wears out his welcome? All he does is take teams to the Stanley Cup Finals.
I know.
And he can't keep a job.
But he's got a shelf life, Michael. Unfortunately, whatever his message or his way, I guess over time, tends to wear. The message gets lost. I don't know why. It's a great question. I wish I had an answer, but clearly, Islanders, Hurricanes, Flyers, Predators, Capitals, Rangers. He's a great coach. He may end up being like one of the most all-time winningest coaches of all time. What is he, seventh Andrew now? I think he passed Al Arbor this season. But whatever, over 2, 3, 4 years.
Wait, hold on. Did you just no hesitation call Anthony Andrew?
Did I? I don't even know. I didn't even notice I did it.
That way you were rolling.
Well, it's both A's. They're both producers. Both male.
By the
Caucasian.
Way.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
By the way, for Michael's worries, my good friend and friend of the show, Kaz, has reached out.
Okay.
And reminded me that Ben Stiller is also like the main producer of Severance, which is coming back for a second season soon.
Apparently, well, when does he have time to produce?
Apparently, he mentioned when he was on the Jalen and Josh old podcast, the Roommates podcast, that he's been on set for Severance, which is tremendous.
Well, he can work and go to games at the same
time.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
I think
too.
He's a high enough level, Michael, where he could just say, cut, I'm going to the game.
He does
that's
whatever
good
he wants.
For the, I mean, it's wasting money.
I mean, listen, we know that you were cast member number 936 in Grown Ups 2, but why don't you let the Hollywood thing work for Ben Stiller, okay?
You know,
he's not telling you how to call games, is he?
That's insulting, because I had a speaking role. I was not cast number 906.
You don't know
I still
the
get residual checks.
What was the last check for?
Yeah, let us know.
Like, it's like a combination of a lot of, I'd say it was like for $23.
Look at you,
$23.06.
Yeah, look at you. I get about 40 cents a year for being an extra in Barbershop 3, in which my scene was cut.
I get. What's that? Liev Schreiber show. Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of money from that, and I just used a call from a Yankee game.
The best appearance you've ever done in film is obviously, or television, is obviously The Sopranos.
No, I think Grown Ups 2.
No. No one cares about Grown Ups 2.
Oh, really? Okay.
I like it.
You don't like it like you like The Sopranos.
Yeah, but it's background.
Junior was watching. Was it Junior
no, it was
watching
Junior
again?
Was Paulie Walnuts.
Paulie Walnuts was sitting around taking in a Yankee game. That's something with the voice of the Yankees, Michael Kay. That you hang your hat on.
But he forwarded the story in Grown Ups 2.
I guess. You describe. I know. Let's not get into this whole thing again.
And then the kid breaks his leg, happening. And then we was able to progress. We needed that transition. I think Adam Sandler was stuck. And he needed the transition. And that character created the transition. It's not nothing.
You know what? You did a great job in it, Michael. And I don't think you should give up on the sequel. It can still happen.
Chase calling up the Yes Network saying, can we get some sound of Michael Kay?
That's something.
Is not actually showing up to the set, performing his lines, acting on location. It's a different world, Peter.
Also, I'm not looking for a sequel, Peter. I want a spinoff.
Yeah, sorry, it's a spinoff. A series. You want your own series.
No, not a series. A spinoff movie.
Just
Coach
one.
Romy.
Coach Romy.
Well, can't you? Well,
like Romy and Michelle.
But is there a better chance that maybe the
Coach Romy and Michelle. That's something.
Since the Dan Patrick character was in both, I think that's a better chance of being a spinoff in which you can be included in that.
Well, why can't Dan and I be the spinoff?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You could be included in it.
You know, it's so funny, too, that you guys bring this up. I was just reading Hollywood Reporter earlier, and they said the big scuttlebutt in Hollywood right now is, when is a Grown Ups 2 spinoff coming? The timing of this is so crazy. And you know what else I read when I was in there?
What?
A couple of interesting Hollywood notes. And this is the thing that I'm adding, but Don and I, and Michael, when you come back, I'm trying to work out the name for this segment when we do sort of sports-adjacent stuff to throw into ENN.
It's called the Michael Kay Show.
Yeah, you're basically right. But a couple of quick hitters here, unrelated to sports, but semi-related to sports. Sydney Sweeney, who I know Michael's very interested in, big fan of her work, is signed on to play Christy Martin in a biopic, which is about the most random thing I could have possibly predicted for Sydney Sweeney's next move.
She had black hair at the Met Gala.
Christy Martin was at the Met Gala?
No, Sydney.
Oh, do you guys remember Christy Martin?
Yeah, she was a fighter.
Yeah, she was like the 90s women's boxer before women's boxing was a thing. When the only boxers I'd ever heard of, women boxers I'd ever heard of, were Christy Martin and Layla Ali. And Christy Martin was obviously a real trailblazer. And Sydney Sweeney, who looks nothing like Christy Martin, will play her in a biopic. Also,
and
guys,
Chris Martin's in Coldplay.
That's true. Unrelated, but and Doug Christie's also going to be. It's actually the story of the relationship between Doug Christie and Martin Lawrence.
Doug Christie, the NBA player.
That's right. Yeah, sure. Now
I haven't thought about him in years.
Why was he so top of mind for me?
I don't know.
Also, guys, the Office spinoff is officially happening with Peacock. And it's going to be about a Midwest newspaper that's trying to stay in business, of course, with all of the tough times that have fallen upon the print industry. It's going to be similar doc style, like the same company's making a new doc series, this time about this fledgling newspaper.
The way Michael feels about newspapers, shouldn't it be a moral imperative that he watches this show?
Oh, Michael, you have to. You love newspapers.
I think Coach Romy should be the sports columnist.
Here we go. Speaking of spinoffs, this will irritate Peter. That this is the final season of Young Sheldon, which is the spinoff of Big Bang Theory.
Don't tell me they're doing another one.
They're going to have a spinoff of a spinoff.
Oh, God.
Georgie and Mandy's First Wedding.
They just can't resist them. They just can't resist.
His brother, right?
His brother and his wife. They're going to have a...
I'm going to tell you this, Don. Maybe the kids aren't... But Jody has been watching Young Sheldon with Callie, and she really likes it. And Jody thinks it's appropriate for a child.
Really?
Okay. I enjoy the show.
Now, also a little bit of interesting entertainment news.
Do it.
I'm reading from our old pal, Andrew Marchand. That
I think he wants to go by Andy from now on.
Andy Marchand. I don't think that's probably true. You're setting me up there. I call him Marshandy. Andrew Marchand is reporting that John Sterling will be back on the radio airwaves doing a Saturday afternoon program on the Ryan Hurley programmed WFAN.
Nice.
Sterling.
He's very well-rounded sportsman. If you listen to the broadcast, he brings up...
Oh, he's a big sports fan.
Other sport, well, of course, he did the Hawks. He did the Islanders.
We have a little bit of a trailer, if you will, of him.
You do?
Yeah, here it is.
Semi-sweet chocolate morsels, almond nut butter, chicken liver, hand-churned guacamole.
What he did was that's not
Tabasco
a trailer.
Tabasco sauce.
It's listing all of the sponsors who are jumping in on
beef
the show.
Tongue.
Can I make one?
John Sterling brought to you by beef.
Nutella.
Serious comment here.
Yeah, please.
I don't get it.
He didn't tell you about this?
I love John. I love him. He's like a close friend. He told me three times my tank is empty. Did it get filled up all of a sudden?
Well, you know
you're not
what?
Doing Yankee games? You're going to do a talk show?
Well, it's once a week. Well, you do it from home.
Well, behold, yeah, it's once a week. It's just chatting
but,
once a week.
But if your tank is empty, it's empty.
No, it's empty doing play-by-play every single day, traveling to the ballpark, getting on a plane. He could probably do this from home. They'll get him a Comrex. He'll do it right from the comfort of his home.
Michael, can you try to do an impression of John Sterling trying to turn on the Comrex?
I don't understand what this button is. How do I listen to this? It doesn't make sense. This isn't a radio station. This is a box.
And you know what he'll be doing? You know what he'll be doing that show in front of? The big TV the Yankees gave him.
Oh, yeah. That's a beaut. And real quick, the tank might have been empty, but he filled it. And the thing is, it's like Back to the Future. He didn't fill it with tank. He didn't fill the tank with gas. You know what he filled it with?
Extra virgin olive oil.
And it fired him right up. And he was ready to go.
God bless Chris Oliveira and Ryan Hurley to get him to do this.
Listen, I guess he still had a little gas left. Good for
Fred Kramer in that episode, how far can you go?
I don't hear from Ryan anymore, Michael.
Well, he doesn't like you anymore. He doesn't work here.
It's over, you think?
Yeah, why would he talk to the competition?
But all the check-ins, Don was so
he's
involved.
He's so tight now with Evan Roberts and Tiki. It's amazing.
You know, I saw a picture of this. You're not going to believe it. They're so close that just the other day I saw a picture of Evan Roberts and Ryan Hurley in their PJs sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor. Taking the score of the Mets game together. It was unbelievable. Ryan,
and I also heard that
Ryan
Ryan's now dying his beard just like Evan.
Yep.
They're very close.
Dying the beard. He had a big tall boy while they were filling out their scorecards together. It was beautiful. Hey, let's talk Yankee baseball for a moment.
About time.
Here's A-Aaron Boone talking about what Alex Verdugo brings to this team.
It's been outstanding. Yeah, the guys love him in there. I think he loves it. We're seeing the kind of player he is on both sides of the ball. He's been a spark. He's been excellent. He's been clutch. There's no doubt. You know, he brings a little edge with him to the park every day.
Here's Verdugo on hitting between Judge and Stanton.
Sometimes it's a little bit humbling when you got Judge up there. Then I'm like, you know, you're looking down at me, and then you got Stanton back right behind me, so I'm like the small guy in the group, but honestly, man, I love it. You know, I really do feel like I had enough like contact in there that, you know, I can either move over some guys, get the job done, and then you got Big G behind me. That's, you don't see too many balls hit like that. It's been a lot of fun hitting right there.
There you have. I didn't know what to make of this Alex Verdugo character when he first got here. But
you know what's funny, Peter? You hear things about players on other teams, and you know, you just assume they're. I haven't seen any side of what I heard.
What did you hear? Talk to me.
Yeah, he was not good in the clubhouse. You know, he was late. I haven't seen any of that. He's been like the perfect citizen. But I mean, I'm not privy to the inner workings of what's going on. But I do see a lot, and I know his teammates love him.
I'm going to do something unprecedented that's never been done in the history of the show. With just 90 seconds left on ENN, Richard, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Hi, fellas. Michael, Don, Peter. Michael, you had Lupica on, and you said this has been like the Rangers and Knicks have been like 94. And then he said, well, except for the Yankees are doing great. In 94, that Yankee team, and you were just talking about how bad they were in 90, 91, 92, 93. In 94, they were in first place before they pulled the plug on the season with the strike. That baseball team came out of nowhere, that 1994 Yankee.
That's an excellent point, Richard. Thank you for the call.
See, you can condense it up a little. I never faded them out like an old song.
I think I speak.
John, you worked with the man. How would Lupica have taken it?
I think Lupica would be proud of what just happened there.
I think
I speak for all of us when I say thank you for the call. That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge.
Dench is found dead.
Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Memorial Day sales event. I'm going to do that more often. Try to take Richard quickly and see if we can squeeze him into a 30-second spot.
So then it becomes RNN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Richard News Network.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, boy.
All right. Knicks and the Pacers right here.
Let's go.
Coverage starts at 7:30. Tip is at 8. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.